AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Federal Reserve raises a key rate. AP Sagar Magani reports.
It's the fourth increase since March and the second straight time the Fed has made a 0.75 point hike in its benchmark rate. The central bank's been under pressure to keep boosting rates amid four-decade-high inflation. It's aiming for a so-called soft landing, raising rates just enough to cool inflation but not enough to send the economy into a recession. Though some analysts worry the Fed will not be able to pull that off.
Federal Reserve Board Chair Jerome Powell says he doesn't think the economy is in a recession, but he admits the bout with inflation has been surprising.
Inflation has obviously surprised to the upside over the past year, and further surprises could be in store. We therefore will need to be nimble in responding to incoming data and the evolving outlook.
In an unexpected turnaround, West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin reaches an agreement with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on health care costs, energy and climate issues, taxing higher earners and large corporations, and reducing the federal debt. Manchin, after months of blocking action on the various measures, says the deal includes adding hundreds of billions of dollars to deficit reduction through a tax policy protecting small businesses and working-class Americans while ensuring the large corporations and ultra-wealthy pay their fair share in taxes. The Justice Department says a Pennsylvania mortgage company owned by billionaire Warren Buffett's company discriminated against potential Black and Latino homebuyers in Philadelphia, New Jersey, and Delaware. In the settlement, Trident Mortgage, a division of Berkshire Hathaway, agreed to pay a $4 million fine, and since it's no longer doing loans, hire loan officers and pay $20 million in loan subsidies through a contract with another company. This is AP News. Two more former Minneapolis police officers are sentenced for violating George Floyd's civil rights.
A federal judge has sentenced two former Minneapolis police officers who were convicted of violating George Floyd's civil rights to lighter terms than recommended in sentencing guidelines, calling one truly a rookie officer and describing the other as a good police officer, father, and husband. J. Alexander Kang was sentenced to 3 years, and Tu Tao received a 3.5-year sentence. They were convicted in February of two counts of violating George Floyd's civil rights. The jury found they deprived the 46-year-old man of medical care and failed to stop Officer Derek Chauvin as he knelt on Floyd's neck for 9.5 minutes. Chauvin and another former officer, Thomas Lane, have already been sentenced on federal charges. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Tony Dow, best known as Wally Cleaver, the big brother in Leave It to Beaver, died today at 77. Dow had been in hospice care with prostate and gallbladder cancer. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.